Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Team Biden wants to pass the buck. That's right, folks. They have blamed the following. The GOP. The GOP won't let us accomplish anything. What do they expect? They expect the GOP to roll over. I mean, look, if you can't get this GOP to do something for you, shame on you. McConnell and McCarthy? The Mac boys are doing nothing for the conservative movement. So if you can't get those two butt clowns to do something, shame on you, Joe Biden. Next, they blame Putin. Of course, he became the new fall guy once Orange Guy gotten rid of, right? Once they got rid of Donald Trump and the big cheat, well, next they need a new bad guy, a new villain. See, that's how Hollywood works. I say Hollywood because this is nothing but kabuki theater from the left. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, at KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Team Biden, full of excuses, blaming everybody but themselves. The GOP, Putin, big oil. That's the reason why the prices are going up on gas, folks. It's the price gouging by the big oil companies. Yet again, another villain, another bad guy. It has nothing to do with the problem. Gas prices were rising because Joe Biden reversed all of Trump's policies. But don't let that stop the Democrats from trying to set a new narrative. What else we got? Oh, that's right. High crime we blame on guns, right? Oh, and we blame the state of America and the divisiveness that exists on white supremacy, specifically conservative white men. And our catch-all, of course, has been for a long time, climate change. Oh, and then we had that convenient thing that the Chinese unleashed onto our economy called Wu Flu. And, of course, we've got Donald Trump. He's still looming. Oh, wait a minute. There's one more. There's one more. Elon Musk. He will be the new bad guy. Now you're going to see all kinds of Elon Musk divorced a woman. Elon Musk beat a dinosaur one time. I mean, I don't know what these guys are going to come up with because it's pure fantasy. It's pure fiction. It's like the fiction that Joe Biden won the election. It's like the fiction that Joe Biden can sell millions of dollars of his trash book, which, by the way, is a work of fiction. Because if Joe Biden put it in a book, you can be guaranteed it is a lie. Because the man is a pathological liar. And he's a nincompoop to boot. Kevin Jackson here. Laying it out. I'm being nice. My producers are looking at me like, go light. I am going light. I am in control. Hey, by the way, the GOP, Putin, big oil, guns, white supremacy, climate change, Wu Flu, Trump, Elon Musk. Those are all the excuses that Joe Biden's going to blame for everything that's going on in the world. But let me tell you what, folks. Leftists have one central problem. Leftism. I know. You were like, Kevin, I was on it. I was tracking with it. I knew what you were about to say. I get it. I know. You're smart people out there. And Joe Biden epitomizes leftism. He is the poster child. And let me tell you something. There are other ones. Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, he epitomized leftism. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they all do. But Joe Biden's in charge. And I'm going to tell you something. Of everybody that I've seen be in charge of something, this is the worst. And he is to blame. Let's begin at the beginning. Our border, it is overrun with illegals. Now, they would make you think, Kevin, that's a racist and xenophobic statement, and you don't like Mexicans and all kinds of stuff. Well, that's funny, because three of my boys are half Mexican. Mother from Palaur. So don't talk to me about Mexicans. I put my money where my mouth is on them. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Joe Biden has allowed illegals to overrun this country. And what does that mean? Look, I don't care And I'll prove this. I'll prove this to you in a second. So let me just continue because I don't want to break where I'm at here. Who disrupts America's education system? You know. Medical. Go to the waiting room in any major city. See who's there. Don't do it in Phoenix or Dallas or Houston or, you know, Alamogordo, wherever. Don't do it on a border state. Who disrupts our criminal justice system? Just go look at our prisons. Tell me who's in there. Who disrupts all the systems in this country? That I got nothing against any of it, except you're not getting here legally. And when you don't get here legally, you're disruptive and you cost us money. And you know what the left do? Oh, it's not a problem, man. It's not a problem. Come on, we're open border. They claim that's what they want. I will prove to you in just a moment that they do not believe in open anything. So, many of these people who come into this country illegally are criminals. They smuggle drugs, they sex traffic young people, particularly women, who leftists claim they care about. Me too, baby. They care about, right? They care about women. You ever see the panty tree? Talk to people that, look, these people, women and children are being brutalized on this. Let me ask you, would you send your kids on a trek with a coyote? To thousands of miles to somewhere they don't even know who they're going to go stay with or what. Would you do it? But leftists encourage it. So these criminals smuggle drugs. They sex traffic young people. Worse, some are terrorists waiting to destroy our country from within. And Joe Biden and other leftists, they don't care. Consider all that is possible from illegal entry into this country and ask why somebody would do it. You guys have heard me talk about this show, To Catch a Smuggler, and everything that we put in to protect the nation, from fruits and vegetables to various food products that can't come in, from a whole bunch of other things that, you know, that you don't want to enter your country. I've seen them capture people that they say are here as sex workers, you name it, going into Colombia. You watch that show, watch two episodes of that show, and look at everything that countries attempt to stop from illegal entry. And then give me any rational discussion about how you could possibly condone illegal immigration. And yet, that's what Team Biden does. There's no rationale to it. And so whenever you look at what the left is doing, you got to ask yourself, what do they have to gain? Nothing. So what is the reason? What's the rationale? It's sinister. I'm excited about today's show. Wow, we have so much material. I don't even know where to start, honestly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever. At thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom
are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I mentioned border issues and how I would give you definitive information on how stupid having open borders is. Not that you need this, because you are discerning people who listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255 if you do want to chime in. So here's what I mentioned. I said the leftists cannot care about the border, because when you look at everything that gets disrupted, education, medical, criminal justice, and other systems, things like this, the criminals that come in who smuggle drugs and they sex traffic young people, or worse, and the drug explosion, and worse, the terrorists who want to destroy the country from within. And all you got to do is to understand this issue is ask yourself, do you want somebody to come to your home who alerts you that they're on their way, and then when they arrive, rings the doorbell? See, that would be the legal way to come to a person's house. I mean, you could show up unexpectedly, but if you ring the doorbell, I might not be happy that you're there, but I'll at least say, oh, hey, how you doing, Ted? Or, here's the other side of it, and this would be the way leftists do it. You arrive at the person's home whenever you want. You enter through a window, or maybe you break the glass in the door and let yourself in, and you do whatever you want in there. You do it anytime you want. Which would you prefer in your home? Now, I already know the answer. I know the answer to this question regardless of your politics. See, that's when I tell you how you can make sanity of things is when you say, look, I don't know what your politics are, but I bet you, you don't want me kicking in your door at 3 o'clock in the morning, coming in drunk, eating your food, maybe deciding to rape your daughter or shoot the dog or whatever else that could potentially happen. Maybe I just shoot everybody up with some heroin laced with fentanyl. Or, I tell you what, let's take it a step further. You then got to cover all the medical bills of whatever happens to me. I eat your food. I disrupt the ability for you to get an education and a host of other things. Maybe I go to the hospital with you and stand in line in front of you. You get what I'm saying? If you use the metaphor of your own personal being, it's easy to understand this. Now, that would be simple if the border, because I'm talking about Joe Biden and him blaming the GOP, Putin, big oil, guns, white supremacy, climate change, Wu flu, Donald Trump, and, of course, Elon Musk for everything that's going on in this country. But he's got more problems than any of the than just the border. Joe Biden has tried to shift the blame in high gas prices, as an example, and people aren't buying it. The latest Rasmussen poll, a survey of people, said that 84% of likely U.S. voters believe the rising price of gasoline, home heating oil, and other petroleum products is a serious problem. 61% say it's a very serious problem. Only 15% say that don't think that rising fuel prices are a serious problem. But they blame Biden. That's right. Because he is to blame. None of the things that Biden mentions as excuses is to blame for the problems that we face. And I talked about one. So the reason why I'm bringing all this up in this blame Biden thing is to make you understand that people are getting it. Biden is being mocked around the world. I talked about it a little bit. There's not going to be a recovery for him. If the leftists are waiting for some silver bullet for Biden, it isn't going to come. We talked about this the other day. I think I played the clip. The French illegally elected president, Macron, didn't take Biden's call on the day of the big cheat, French style. Biden said, oh, he was busy. He was over at the Eiffel Tower. He's partying. He was doing something else. He'll call me later. No American president has had anything like this happen. We're going to talk about Joe Biden and his giving up the Solomon Islands and what that's going to mean to China, for China. We're going to talk about that in a bit. or certainly this week. But Joe Biden is disgraced. He's disgraced. And so he's making desperate moves. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. Desperate moves. Now, one of the things I want to talk about before I get into those other aspects, and this is going to be an hour dedicated to Biden as the metaphor. And he's a metaphor for the failure of leftism. He's a metaphor for why you don't cheat. And we're dissecting all the things that are looming, that are going to bite him. But the other day, this was last week, he said he suffered as a stutterer from his childhood. He was a stutterer, and he hadn't fully conquered it. I didn't really beat my stutter. Still, occasionally I do. He said, recalling the struggle he experienced as a child. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't believe a word that comes out of Joe Biden's mouth. The reason why Joe Biden is talking about he's a stutterer is because the other day, multiple times, he loses his train of thought and he's all like, we have a clip.
We saw new standards. We set new standards. We slashed methane and brought over 100 nations together when I was at the big meeting we had in Europe.
Look, I got friends that stutter. One of my sons, cute kid, name is Max, he stutters. He's not going to have any problem with stuttering. But Joe Biden, you know what he's doing? He's trying to act like, well, you're going to notice things about me because my brain doesn't work right. And don't think it's anything other than this childhood stuttering that I used to do. See, leftists are already trying to get in front of what we already know. They don't want you to know that Joe Biden is an idiot, like you're going to miss it. I didn't really beat my stutter. Still, occasionally I do. Says, I stuttered badly, and when you stutter, everyone thinks you have to be stupid or totally incompetent. Yeah. I don't think all stutterers are, but Joe Biden, you're stupid and incompetent. 40-something years in the political limelight, and the way that he gets to the pinnacle is to cheat. He says, if you notice, it's the only infirmity a child can talk about. An adult can talk about having had that people think they can laugh, think it's funny, Biden said. He wants us to not joke about his stuttering. He wants it to be taboo, off limits. This is something, it's like Hunter Biden. You can't, oh, that's my son. You can't talk about my son. And then he goes on, he says, he watched the film about King George VI, and he says it, the King's Speech, and he wants to make it the equivalent of somehow he saves America. You know, that, by the way, one of the most stupid movies you've ever seen, a king gives one speech. He's a stutterer. He gives one speech, and everybody's, oh, he's so amazing, and Hollywood wants to give accolades for that. Biden wants to trump.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war on Ukraine continues, Secretary of State Antony Blinken testified before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on Thursday to talk about the strategy for the United States in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast was part of that hearing, and he explains to Fox News what he believes the United States should make clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We do let him know that we think he should be out of power, that there should be war crime tribunals, that there should
be perhaps, demilitarized zones along Ukrainian borders or other places.
The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index for April jumped nearly 10% from March. The survey noted expectations of lower gas prices and an improving outlook for personal finances in the year ahead. USA Radio News. A highly contagious strain of bird flu has now been found in a human.
A man in Colorado is the first human case of bird flu in the nation. He's an inmate who was exposed to infected poultry while working on a farm as part of a correction employment program. He had some symptoms for a few days, but has since recovered. The Center for Disease Control says people who work with birds on their farms or in their backyards are at high risk of getting sick, as the outbreak has now spread to at least 29 states since February. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 700-foot cargo hauler is stuck in a body of water northwest of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Coast Guard saying the K.E. Barker got stuck on a sandbar in the Muskegon Channel Friday morning. Crews with the Marine Safety Department of the Coast Guard are working to free the vessel, which is partially blocking the channel. There have been no estimates as far as how long it will take the crew to get the job done. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lots of news last week that is big news. The ramifications bleed over into this week, will bleed over into this quarter. And it's not good news for the Democrats. It's almost like Elon Musk comes in, he buys Twitter. That creates a furor. I mean, just the Democrats don't know what to do with themselves. And all around them, their world has been shaking. But let me just say this. This isn't something of Elon Musk is creating. This is something of the Democrats, the leftists, and Joe Biden's creation. This started when they decided to take away your vote. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Democrats created this mess. Leftists. They wanted this. They wished this. They willed it. They did everything they could. They orchestrated it. And they've been planning it for a long time. They've been planning it since 2016 in earnest, but they've been planning it a long time before that. And what you're seeing is the fruition of leftism. This is what it looks like. You're starting to hear words like recession. Hey, let me give you some information. Elon Musk, richest man in the world. Not a conservative. A libertarian, I mean, libertarians are conservative, but I mean, not in the strictest sense of the word. He flies by the seat of his pants, but you know what he does care about? He cares about truth. You want to know where his star is going? It's going up. He buys Twitter, it's worth more. It had a flurry. By the time, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know the details of how they take things public or private, you know, whatever. But I'll tell you this. He's worth more than he was before he bought it. He's made more people rich. Are you on Twitter looking at it? People are like, woohoo, it's a new day. I know I'm one of them. I ain't gonna lie. I'm one of them. I'm over there going, woo, I'm pushing the envelope. I'm doing what I would do. I'm back to free speech. Now, of course, I'm on a hidden one. We're trying to get my other one back. But I'm on a hidden one, and I'm hearing people, I got 20,000 new followers, I got this many. You know what it is? All these Twitter people are afraid. They are changing the algorithm, so hopefully Elon Musk won't know what happened, and everything will look like, oh, we didn't do anything wrong. Oh, no, no, no. Played you clips the other day of people are scared. Oh, my gosh, what's Twitter going to become? Is Twitter going to do to the conservative, do to us what we've been doing to conservatives? That's what Milner asked. By the way, I'm talking about Elon Musk. You want to know how Jeff Bezos, the anti-Trump, anti-conservative, pro-leftist lackey Jeff Bezos is doing? Well, he's divorced. He lost half of his net value, his worth. And guess what happened to Amazon? $3.8
$1 billion quarterly loss. You know what Jeff Bezos said? He said, if I lose this contract with the government that's effectively let me use the taxpayers' United Postal Service, ship products for free, I'll go bankrupt. He's been using us. Now, look, I ain't gonna lie. I ordered something the other day. I don't think I could have gotten out of my off my butt and driven to Best Buy and gotten it quicker than Amazon could bring it. I mean, the hassle factor. I got it cheaper and faster than if I'd done it. And with these gas prices, it's even worse. But he lost $3.8 billion. Even with all the things that he's done, all the revolutionizing of distribution and DC's distribution centers and robots and all that. And you know what his company's done? You know how they've rewarded the world's biggest, greatest, richest leftist? They unionized this company. Not across the board. And speaking of which, Joe Biden, one of the things he wants to do is unionize. He wants to make sure you cannot be in a right-to-work state. We'll talk about it in a little bit. It's one of his desperate moves, is what I call it. But let's just go look at this economy that the people who performed this coup, you want to understand why we're talking about recession when we had just come out of one and Donald Trump is the reason for it? Now it's back on the block. And you know what Captain Demento says? It ain't really how. I don't even get it. What are you talking about, recession? You want to hear him? You want to hear Joe Biden contradict himself? Here you go.
Sir, how concerned are you about a recession, given the GDP report today showed a contraction of 1.4% in the fourth quarter?
Well, I'm not concerned about a recession. And, I mean, you're always concerned about a recession, but the GDP, you know, fell to 1.4%. But here's the deal.
Well, the old famous, here's the deal. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And here's the deal. Joe Biden's not concerned about a recession. Well, I mean, you're always concerned about a recession, but then again, I'm not, but until I am. And then he goes on to explain the deal. You ready? Here's Joe Biden explaining the deal.
We also had last quarter consumer spending and business investment and residential investment increased at significant rates, both for leisure as well as hard products, number one. Number two, unemployment's the lowest rate since 1970, a record 4.5 million businesses were created last year. We're in a situation where we have a very different view than Senator Scott of Republicans who want to raise taxes on the middle class families and want to include half the small business owners in that. So I think what you're seeing is enormous growth in the country that was affected by everything from COVID and the COVID blockages that occurred along the way. Now, you always have to be take a look, and no one is predicting a recession now. They're predicting, or some are predicting, there may be a recession in 2023. I'm concerned about it.
That statement alone, right there, should get Joe Biden invoke the 25th Amendment. Last quarter, spending and business investment increased for leisure and hard products. You want to know what really happened? People had to buy. Whatever was out there, they bought. The prices went up. He's saying consumer spending is higher, as if we're selling more product. We're not selling more product. We're buying whatever is available. Ask your car dealer. Ask him what he's selling. You want me to give you the answer? I'm going to save you some steps. Whatever's on his lot. If you think you're going to go to your car dealer today and say, look, I'd like red, and I'd like it with this system in there, with anti-locks and this, that, whatever. I don't know what comes on cars. But I'll tell you this. He's going to tell you, that's the car I have. That's the closest thing that you want. Do you want it? Because there's three people lined up to get it. But Joe Biden makes it sound like everything is all good in the hood, right? Unemployment low. You want to know why unemployment is low? I think you already know, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Unemployment is low because when people quit looking, they don't count them in the job search. He says 4.5 million businesses were created. Yeah, because 6.5 million businesses were decimated. They lost their companies. He gives you a problem that he creates and says, oh, yeah, I killed 6.2 million businesses, but I created 4.5 million. By the way, I don't know how many businesses went out of business, but it was hundreds of thousands. But he said, oh, these were created. He wants to take credit for the businesses that are created because people were forced to. They were forced out of their jobs. They had to do stuff. But he doesn't even count the ones that he killed. It wasn't a net creation of those businesses. And, of course, who's the taxation policy? Republicans or Democrats? Pretty easy question, right? He says, Republicans want to raise your taxes, and they want to include all these business owners. Joe Biden lying to your face. He says, yeah, we had enormous growth. Enormous growth. He gets a report. I want you to understand what a pathological liar does. He gets a report that says this economy did not grow. It shrunk 1.4%. Let me tell you something you did not hear in the 4 years of Trump, that the economy shrunk. You know what Trump said? He said, you know what we're going to have to do with my economy? I'm going to have to contain it because you don't want 6% GDP. They said, what do you think it could be? He goes, I'm not even going to say because they'll hold me to it. But he says, I'm not going to let it grow that fast, but it's going to grow better and more consistent. And he had good sustained growth, better than any president in modern history. And he was doing it methodically in the right way. And what does this butt clown do? Joe Biden, he gets in there and he destroys it. And then he gives you all kinds of excuses. And when they say about the recession, well, they're not predicting a recession now. I mean, it's not like right now. It's not like next week. Hey, Here's a memo to everybody listening to me right now. You are already in a recession. You may not feel it yet, but you're there. Everything's artificial. It's kabuki theater. Do you really believe that the Fed should be holding down interest rates to where they are right now? It's insanity. And then Biden finally fesses up, well, yeah, you're right, it is going to come. Idiot.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and all their ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy. Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys. This legislative package strengthens our law enforcement capabilities.
This guy's not all there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. He's not all there. If this were Trump, I'd say the same thing. If it were Reagan, I'd say the same thing. Doesn't matter who it is, he's not all there. I talked about his stuttering earlier. You know the thing. And how many examples of this do you need to understand that his brain does not fire? One guy, I don't know who it was, on Twitter, new Twitter, and he says, what do you have to witness as a Democrat to say to yourself, look,
The gig is up. The jig is up. The gig is up. What do you have to do? How low does this guy have to sink for you to say, you know what, guys? We got to stop this. This is not good for the Republic. They don't care. I'm glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. His economy is in shambles. Oh, the White House Correspondents' Dinner is coming up this weekend. And Fauci, I think he's been uninvited. We'll talk about it, though. Anyway, I look at this, the situation the world is in. We're talking about inflation, a recession. We have massive inflation. Massive. Go look at the numbers between what it was a year ago and now. It's massive. America hasn't experienced this inflation in decades. And I'm not even talking Carter years. This is worse. And Joe Biden doesn't even recognize it, won't even admit it. Then he does. But then he says, no, it's not my fault. But then he does. And we're watching this. And meanwhile, we are in the brink of war with Russia, going off the dollar standard. You know Russia cut off Poland's oil supply? So unless you pay in rubles, we're not going to do it. That is a direct threat to the monetary supply. You think this is the guy to handle it, Joe Biden? Of course you don't. Because you'd be crazy to think that. Joe Biden is a train wreck of monumental proportions. Good, be happy, guys. I know it's miserable, but be happy in your misery, because there has been no... when Reagan took over for Carter, I thought that was... I didn't think you could have a bigger gap. I didn't think you could show a bigger gap, good or bad. When Trump took over for Obama, it was like night and day. Obama bad, Trump good. When Reagan took over for Carter, Carter bad, Reagan good. It took him two terms to really get it all straightened out. But the biggest gap between good and evil in terms of presidencies and their accomplishment, presidents and their accomplishments, is the one you're witnessing right now. And it is happening so dramatically fast that the Democrats have no recourse except to accept it and try to cover up for it. That's why Biden says, no, we didn't do anything wrong. It's like Adam Schiff. I don't know if you've seen Schiff's mashup that he, you know, Russia in plain sight. You know, yeah, you know, we know Donald Trump was guilty. Let me just give you an idea of what these people think, what constitutes a lie. I know I sound like Biden. What constitutes a lie? And they think they can get away with it. And here's Schiff, completely off subject, but this is going to make the point, because we don't care. I don't care what the subject is. It's all a metaphor for right versus wrong, good versus evil. Here's Schiff saying that, listen, and you'll get what I'm talking about.
But look, I've been very clear over the last year and a half that there is ample evidence of collusion in plain sight.
But look, you can see evidence in plain sight on the issue of collusion, pretty compelling evidence.
Have you seen, do you have direct evidence of collusion with Russia?
Well, I think there is direct evidence. I think it's corrupt. And evidence of collusion.
What's your evidence? You've been saying that on TV for years.
Well, I will tell you, and I've also been saying, as you know, that the evidence is in plain sight, not hidden anywhere. But as I've said along, there's plenty of evidence of collusion and corrupt commingling. On the issue of collusion, the reality is that there is ample evidence of collusion in plain sight, and it has been for a very long time. And, of course, as the weeks have gone on, that evidence has continued to mount.
And you know what happened? He never produced it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You want to know why Adam Schiff never produced the evidence that was in plain sight? Because it didn't exist. But you want to know the evidence that's in plain sight now? Pay attention, folks. Joe Biden's got dementia. Joe Biden can't think straight. Joe Biden has this country on a destructive course. And the media is helping.
That's the evidence that's in plain sight. You want more evidence that's in plain sight? Hunter Biden is a criminal. He runs the Biden family criminal enterprise. Joe Biden is the big guy. His entire family is living off of the Biden name and what Joe Biden was able to get set up by way of Hunter, including James, Joe Biden's brother, Hunter's uncle. That is a fact. The evidence is in plain sight. I can tell you what it is. I don't go, well, surely you see it. Did he ever? He was asked point blank, well, where? Show me. Where is it? Well, it's in plain sight. Okay? Show me, because I'm obviously not seeing it, said no reporter. But you've got plenty of evidence in plain sight. Joe Biden invited Putin to invade Ukraine. It happened. Joe Biden is mishandling Ukraine is not even it's a terrible way to put it. He's to say he mishandled it is completely an understatement. Joe Biden completely screwed the pooch in Afghanistan. Joe Biden has an economy that he's trying to convince himself is roaring, as all the economic indicators, you don't need to be an economist to know this, are pointing to a recession. He's got people who don't want to work, they're not incentivized to work, and he brags about unemployment. I could go on. I'm here all day. So Joe Biden's forced to make some desperate moves. As Nelly's saying, it's getting hot in here, and the heat is unbearable as the Democrats barrel towards the 2022 midterm Armageddon. The party of lynching of Negroes has nothing to point at to save their sorry butts. But Democrats have made two moves they think are going to help him. And one, Joe Biden thinks he can just wave a magic wand and he can erase $1.6 trillion of debt to 43 million people. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to make them mad. He's going to make people mad because the 43 million people may support him. They aren't, by the way. I mean, but if you want to talk about a lawsuit, you wave the magic wand to everybody else who's got student loans now, and then you don't think that the people who paid theirs off are not going to want to sue you? Not going to be a little resentful? What about the people who got student loans who don't need to pay them, who paid them back, who, you know, could easily pay them back? Are you going to give them a pass, or are you going to only leave it for the minorities? Who, by the way, it should be part of the reparations package that black people get college for free, even though I would tell you don't take them up on it, black folks, because it ain't all it's worth. But that would be the reparations package. If you want to give, send some black folks over to whatever school they want to go to. Let me tell you this. You can bet your butt that when people really analyze Joe Biden's plan to give away this, to pay off college loans, you paid for community college, so you get your little $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 paid back. What about these guys getting $80,000? I don't know what the cap will be. I don't know how they would try to do it. But here's the real thing. They shouldn't do it. But Biden thinks he can buy his way to votes. That's what this is about. 43 million people. The Democrats say, we got to do something. We're desperate. Take America's money and go give it away. That's their desperation. And then the other thing he wants to do, in a clear attempt to placate the unions, they want to make right to work illegal in 27 states. Card check. No secret ballot. Everybody will know how you voted. Yeah, the Employee Free Choice Act. Yeah, it's for workers' rights. Card check. They want people to be able to intimidate you. 27 states have right to work. No person can be compelled as a condition of employment to join or not join, nor to pay dues to a labor union. This is the national right to work defense league. And Joe Biden wants to destroy it. Why? Political reasons.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.